Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to Apple Bites with Bits tonight. This is a presentation of Blind Information Technology Specialists, which is a national affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. If you are interested in learning more about BITS, you can go to our website at bits-acb.org. We are offering our members some very cool benefits, like this presentation and many others are archived for your listening pleasure on demand from our website. And once you are a member, you will have access to all of those presentations, which are a valuable resource. Dues of 4 bits are $20 a year, which gives you membership in ACB as well as membership in BITS and access to all of that content. You can join our announce mailing list to learn about events that are open to the public. To subscribe, send a blank email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. The information is on the website, and we have the pleasure tonight of having with us Herbie Allen, and he will be talking to us about Apple Mail and also the changes to Apple Mail in iOS 16. So take it away, Herbie.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and good evening, everybody. So yes, you'll be able to use your phone to email the BITS list afterwards to get to the announcements if you want. All right, so let's briefly talk about mail on the phone. And Nikki, just so you know, you are still, what is it called? Unmuted there.
Hope my
brain works tonight. Okay. So anyway, let's talk about mail on the phone. And this is a very popular app. Most people, I think, use the default mail app. Some people do like to use other apps. There is the Gmail app. There is an Outlook app for your phone, which is usable. But most of the time, you might be fine with just the default mail application on your phone. It's very versatile and has a lot of cool features that we are going to talk about. It's also very easy to set up most of your accounts on there. And with that, let's take a look at the mail itself. Now, before we can actually do anything in mail, we really want to take a look at our mail settings, because there are things in there that will need a customizing. And if you've not set up any accounts before, you will also need to go in there to add any.
1903, 6 notifications.
So without further ado, I'm going to go
social
to
folder,
my home screen,
character, braille screen input,
and type in
ET,
settings.
One, opening settings, portrait
and
settings.
Then we're just going to go down to mail.
White, blue, for notes, can just home, X, wall, see, fake, immer, X, battery, prime, app, wall, password, mail, contacts, button, calendar, button.
All right, something I want to show you here. It used to be that mail, contacts, and calendar were all lumped together in one thing, but they are now a separate entity from each
mail
other.
Button. Allow mail.
However, it's important to know that once you add in a mail account, it will sync calendars and contacts from that server. And notes is another feature that will integrate with your mail as well. Allow mail to access. You're going to see this typically on any app.
Siri and search button. Notifications. Immediate button.
So this is going to depend on things like you can have Siri see your mail and that type of thing, and kind of like search for things within mail. I've honestly not really used it in conjunction with mail, but I think it can be used to, I'm not sure if it can be used to be send the email, but Siri can find calendar events and things like that and help you add them to the calendar. And that can come in useful. It can also be a little bit annoying to, depending on, because for instance, the ACB emails can read a little bit interesting.
Cellular data on.
Cellular data. This is important if you want to be able to access your mail over mobile data. So you want to make sure this is on.
Accounts 6 button.
Accounts 6. We will come back to accounts.
Message list heading. Preview none button.
I do not have a preview on, but I could have it read to me certain lines of a message before even opening it. So if I
Selected.
want to,
None.
I can change this.
One line. Two lines. Three lines. Four lines. Five lines. Five lines. Four. Three
I'm
lines.
not
Two
sure if I
lines.
really notice much of a difference with
Selected. Two
VoiceOver here
lines.
on the phone, but
Ma
we'll
pre mail. Back
set it to
button.
two
Mail.
lines.
Preview. Show to slash CC labels. On.
Show CC and BCC labels that can be useful.
Swipe options. Button.
Swipe options. This is one that I honestly have not really. I don't know if we can use this with VoiceOver. I could be mistaken, but the idea is you can do some instant swiping and have a message marked in a certain way, flagged or marked as read or whatever. But since we swipe with VoiceOver, that I think is kind of irrelevant for us.
Messages. Heading. Ask before deleting. Off.
Ask before deleting. I have mine turned off because I know when I'm going to delete a message, I want it gone. But if you are somebody that might accidentally delete a message or whatever, you might prefer a confirmation asking you if you want to delete the message.
Privacy protection. Button.
Privacy protection. Let's take a quick look at
Protect mail
that.
activity. On.
I have this on and,
Mail privacy protection works by hiding your IP address and loading remote content privately in the background, even when you don't open the message. This makes it harder for senders to follow your mail activity. Learn more. Link.
So remote content is hidden things that mail can have to, like with tracking and stuff like that. So I have this enabled because I don't really need any website to loading any remote images or whatever and tracking me against my knowledge.
Mail. Back button. Mail. Messages. Heading. Ask before deleting. Off. Edit.
And I realized I
Volume.
forgot to
100.
slow my
Edit. Character.
phone
Words.
down,
Heading.
so
Screen
let's
recognition. On.
do that. No.
Audio ducking. Screen. Off. Audio duck. Speaking rate. 55%.
There we go. I do not want screen recognition on.
Show to slash cease. Ask before deleting. Private. Follow-up suggestions. On.
Follow-up suggestion. So this is an interesting one, and it's supposed to kind of remind you, I guess, to follow up with somebody. I've not really used this much, so I can't comment fully on that particular feature.
Threading. Heading.
Threading.
Organized by thread. On.
I love this feature. I can see why it might be aggravating to some. The idea is, say if you have messages in a mailing list, instead of it being spread out throughout your entire list, it'll group it into one conversation block per subject line. So, for instance, well, most of you are on bits. And remember some of the long message threads we've had lately on various topics? In fact, I should be able to show you, well, not a long one today, but just for instance, the ones on the Mac, for instance. Well, let me tell you, it's a whole lot more convenient to have a thread containing 60 messages than having 60 messages cluttering your inbox along with everything else. And I will show you how to navigate those threads. Have no fear.
Collapse read messages on. Most recent message on top off.
And this is an interesting one. I think the idea is it's supposed to organize by the most recent
On.
message. We'll have that on.
Complete threads on. Muted thread action. Mark as read button.
So if you have a thread muted, I guess it'll automatically mark it as read.
Blocked sender options. Move to trash button.
All blocked senders will just get moved to trash.
Blocked button.
And you can see your blocked list.
Composing. Heading. Always be CC myself. Off.
I don't need to blind carbon copy myself.
Mark addresses. Off. Button. Increase quote level. On. Button. Include attachments with replies when adding recipients. Button. Signature. Herbie. Button.
And yes, you can also do a signature. Let's take a look at this real quick.
Selected. All accounts. Per account. Herbie. Text field. Text field.
So I can just have some signatures showing an account and or all of them depending on what I want.
Per account. Mail. Back button.
And you don't, by the way, one thing I recommend that you erase in the signature field becomes it because they put it in here by default is you've got your silly little sent from my iPhones and stuff like that. I really don't know why they do that, but I'm not sure if it's intentional or whatever. Kind of cute back in the beginning when smartphones were newer and so great advertising then, I would say. also is very useful because like it could tell some people that not to expect a return receipt from me because the iPhone does not do that, unlike Outlook Express, which did back in the day. So now it's just, I think, an annoyance, but that's my own
Signature. Heading.
personal opinion on that for whatever it's worth, but you can get rid of that from here if you are like me and find it super annoying.
Mail. Back button. Mail.
All right.
Signature. Default account. Gmail button.
Default account. This is an important one. So whenever you click on a share link, like say if you're going to share a message or whatever, it's going to need a default account where it'll start from. I have mine set to my Gmail, but you can go in here and change this
iCloud. Joint email. Selected. Gmail.
and
986.
double tap on the account that you want to change.
Mail. Back button. Mail.
And that is that. Now let's go take a look at accounts.
Mail. Allow. Siri answer. No def. Accounts. Six. But accounts. Heading.
So I've got six accounts in here.
iCloud. iCloud Drive. iCloud Mail. Contacts and nine more. Button.
So this is all the things that iCloud syncs.
Joint email. Mail. Contacts. Calendars. Notes. Button. Gmail. Mail. Contacts. Calendars. Notes. Button.
So remember what I said earlier about how the accounts sync more than mail? So this will actually tell you what each account is syncing. So notice that Gmail says mail, contacts, calendar, and notes. So that tells me right there.
Comcast. Mail. Button. 986 Gmx. Mail. Management. Mail. Button. Add account. Button. Fetch new data. Off. Button.
All right, let's talk about fetch new data because this is one of those things that can really kill your battery if you are not careful with this feature. Notice I have mine off.
Fetch new data. Button. Fetch new add account. But fetch new data. Off. Button.
And there is a reason why, because I only want my email grabbing mail from the server whenever I actually open the mail app. I do not want my phone constantly monitoring the mail server. And all that does is just increases your data usage. It increases your, like more things that are going to be using your battery, especially if you're out and about. So you may want to have this off, but if you really want to active, that's not a problem. I will show you how this works.
Push off.
So we've got several things here.
Fetch new data. Heading. Push off.
Push, so this will push the mail right to your phone.
New data will be pushed to your iPhone from the server when possible.
And one thing that I had a love-hate relationship with an issue with an Exchange account. Because Exchange accounts work completely differently when it comes to pushing mail to your phone. And it was always pushing, and you could not set it any other way, but other accounts behave normally. So pushing means that the phone is automatically working in the background, having mail ready to go for when you open the mail app next, and you will get notifications on your lock screen. So-and-so has sent you an email. And all that.
US holidays, calendars, manual, button, joint email, mail, contacts, calendars, notes, manual, button.
So again, these are all set to manual, but
Gmail, mail, contacts, calendars,
let's take a
notes,
look at one of
select
the
schedule,
settings
heading,
here.
fetch, selected, manual. If manual is selected, this account will only check for updates when the application is in use. If manual,
So
so
let's go
fetch.
to fetch.
Selected, fetch. Manual, manual. Selected, fetch. G
So it
fetch new
might
data.
actually help
Fetch
if
new.
I turn push
Account. Fetch new
on.
data. Push off. On. You joint email. Gmail. Mail. Select schedule. Heading. Selected, fetch. Manual. Manual. Selected, fetch.
All right. I guess you're not going to let
Select
me
schedule. Heading.
choose.
Gmail.
Well, that's
Heading.
not nice.
Fetch new data. Back. Fetch new.
Okay,
Gmail
let's
every
see.
15 minutes.
Oh, I see. So we can change it here at the bottom. That's what I thought, but I thought
Every
we could
30
change it
minutes.
within the account.
Hourly. Selected. Manually. Dimmed. Automatically. The schedule below is used when push is off or for applications which do not support push. For better battery life, fetch less frequently. Fetch. Heading. Herbie Allen. Contacts. Fetch. Automatically.
So you can have it fetch
Dimmed.
look for every server, new mail, like every...
Selected. Manually.
Manually.
Hourly.
Hourly.
Every 30 minutes. Every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes.
And...
Account, fetch new data.
So
heading.
That's how that
push
works.
Push on.
I'm going to turn mine back off because, like I said, I really do not want it doing that. That just...
Accounts. Back button. Accounts.
Right. So let's now take a look at adding a new account.
iCloud account.
So there are several different ways of adding accounts here. We have our default account types.
Account, add account, heading, iCloud account, Microsoft Exchange account, Google account, Yahoo account, AOL account, Microsoft Outlook account, other, other.
Other is, let's talk about that real quick.
Mail, heading, add mail account, button, contacts, heading, add LDAP account, button. Add card dev account button. Calendars heading. Add cal dev account button.
So there are specific account types.
Add subscribe
you can
calendar
add
button.
Here.
Add account heading.
And we're just going to focus on the mail aspect of this. I will be doing calendars another time.
Mail heading. Add mail account button. Cancel button. New next dimmed button. New account heading. Neck name John Appleseed. Text field email. You password required.
And the reason why I'm showing you this is if you have a non-mainstream AOL, the AOL email account, then you will have to add it from here. Now, the good news is that a lot of times, even if it's not listed on the main screen, once you type in the full email address, like Comcast, for instance, it already still has Comcast listed in its database, so you don't have to fuss with incoming and outgoing servers and all that. So just because it's not in the main database, do not let that scare you away from still attempting to add in your address. It's possible that Apple still has it. It's just not listed. And otherwise, then you'll have to add in incoming and outgoing servers, and all that's doable. And it's something that you'd have to, you know, see if that's what's even required in the first place before even having to worry about that.
New account. Cancel button.
But if you do
mail
have
account,
a regular
heading.
Mail account that is
add
listed in here.
Add account. Heading.
Let's
add
pick
account.
On Gmail
add
for
subscribe
just
calendar.
A instance.
Add account. Back button. Add account. Back button. Add account. Other. My AOL. Yahoo account. Google account.
So if
selected,
I go
Google
to
account,
Google
dimmed,
account.
Address. 13%. Accounts.google.com. Set screen curtain on. Format options. But real. Sign in with Google. Sign in, heading level 1, to continue to, iOS, button, email or phone, text field.
So in this case, this is one of these things that have changed a lot over the years and how it works, because it used to be you would type in your email address on the mail page, now it takes you to the Gmail website. So things have changed a lot over the years, but you would just follow the prompts, you would type in your email address.
Forgot email, button. To continue,
swipe
Google will share privacy policy and terms of service.
Or look for the next button if you're typing, and you're good to go.
Add cancel button.
All right, so that's adding an account. And once you do it, it'll be, like I said, pretty self-explanatory. And that's that.
Settings,
okay.
Active, closing settings, app switcher, messages, active.
Now that we've actually
home,
gone
social
through all the dry stuff of mail settings, why don't we actually go take a look at mail itself?
Characters, frail screen input, or M, 9 apps, ML, comma, 0, A, 3 apps,
would
magnifier.
Help if I could type?
I, 1 app, mail.
Oh, and there's
open
one other
portrait,
thing I
mail,
forgot to talk,
mailboxes.
Show you with mail real quick that
back
I did
button.
Want to, because
social
this
folder,
is related
eight
to
braille screen input,
iOS 16.
Orientate F, E, T, what, T, portrait,
so let's go
opening,
back to mail
settings,
settings.
Setting, her, air, blue, per, n, s, can, just, ho, act, what, s, im, ic, bat, pro, app, what, pat, mail, calendar, con, mail,
I'm
button.
Passing it.
Allow mail
so
to
I'm not back on the main mail settings screen. Let's go to the bottom.
Undo send delay, 10 seconds, button.
Undo send delay. So if you want to unsend a message, you can do that. And I must admit, I've not played with this feature that much, but
off.
You can have a delay of off.
Selected, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
So you can give yourself up to 30 seconds to undo sending of an email, and that means the sender will not get it.
20, 10, off.
And, but you know what? I like Selected. The fact that we Off. Can actually just have this off, so that way it'll send right away.
Undo mail back button.
But, I will have to.
Apps settings active.
I'm going Closing to do that later, but Apps I'm going to have my mail, off active. Because I do like
mail active.
Mail sending.
Mailboxes back button.
Right off the bat. Okay. Now we're going to go
mailboxes.
Back to
mailboxes.
Our main mail screen
edit.
Here.
Mail edit button.
So the first, now I'm actually on the mail app itself. We're no longer in settings, but on the mail app itself. And let's start from the top.
Edit mailboxes heading. All inboxes, one unread message.
All inboxes. So this is a lovely feature that we also get in the Mac. This
iCloud.
Is, stop it. We can have all our inboxes combined into one category so that everything shows up in one spot. And that way you're not having to remember, okay, is there a message in this account? Is there a message in this account? It's all right there. And when you reply, it'll respond from the correct email address, though you can change it if necessary.
All in iCloud. Joint email. Gmail. 986 Demix. One unread message.
Ah, that's where the unread message is. Good to know.
Management.
So I'm just seeing now all the individual inboxes, if that's how I want to look at my mail account.
Comcast. VIP.
VIP. All right. This is a unique iOS feature where you can designate certain people as VIP and only see mail from them in this particular inbox.
More info button. Trash. iCloud button. Inbox. Drafts. Sent. Junk. Trash. Deleted items. Junk email. Junk email. Sent items. Toolbar. Compose button. Updated just.
And so on and so forth.
Vertical scroll okay. bar. Orbit. Ombudsman.
And now I'm just looking at different folders here. Now, at the very bottom of my screen, there is two things you heard. Updated just now, and also the another option is compose. We'll come back to compose. So I'm going to go to all inboxes.
Mailboxes. Edit button. Church. All mail. Page,
okay,
page one of refreshing
way.
Content. Page one of eight. Gmail. All mailboxes. All inboxes. Selected.
And we're going to go to my
unread.
All inboxes.
Twitter. The White House tweeted.
Good for you. So here on my mail, we'll just use this message as an example to start with. So I can open the message, or if I want to, I can swipe down and see the different options. I'm going to find a different message to open. So we're just going to swipe down on this message.
Mark as read.
I can mark it as read.
Flag. More. Read later. Drag item. Delete.
And we're going to delete. And
Debbie,
voila.
John and Larry. Bits. ABBYY folder. 1824.
Three. All right. Here, I'm cutting it off because I wanted to show you something. Here's the thread I was mentioning. So let's let this read it again.
Sir, messages. Debbie, John and Larry. Bits. ABBYY folder. 1824. Three messages in thread. Hi, Larry. I would think the best one to ask that question to would be Freedom Scientific. And actions available.
All right, so it read me the first couple lines, now it's telling me actions are available. So what actions do I have? Well, let's find out.
Mark is unread. Flag. Expand thread.
Expand thread. So now I can actually expand the thread. And I can swipe to the right.
Debbie Hazelton. Hi, Larry. I would think the best one to ask that question to would be
Freedom.
I can
swipe to the right again.
John McCann. Hi, Larry. Your post sparked my curiosity. So I searched for the Fine Reader 9.0 folder on my computer and was only able to locate it under the backup file, which houses everything I saved from my immediate previous computer.
And again, if I want to double tap on a message to open it, I can.
Larry Gassman. Hi, all. My 500 GB solid state SSDC hard drive is reporting that.
And this is the original message that started this particular thread. So you can see that all the replies are marked as part of that same thread, and so they're all neatly bundled into one thing. And what's nice about it is these could have been sent out, and I think they were at different times of the day, but so they're all bundled together. Now I can swipe down.
Mark is on flag. More. Read later. Drag item. Delete.
And I can delete a single message from within the thread if I want to, or
Debbie, John and Larry. Bits. ABBYY folder, 1824.
So going back to the thread here by swiping left, I can swipe
Mark
down.
Flag. Collapse thread.
And I can collapse the thread. And now it's just back to the string of messages that are collapsed, and I can swipe to the right.
Michael McCulloch, invitation. Replied. Rebecca K. Song request. 12.
Ah, and it's telling me that I replied to this particular message, just like you are used to seeing in Outlook, so that's good to know.
Replied. ChrisWalmart.com. Respond soon. Two items were substituted. 708. Here's what's changed in your deliver. Delete.
And I can just swipe up to
Victoria
delete.
Ziegler. ACB Cooks Ultimate Chocolate Chip Cookies. 413. Ultimate Chocolate Chip Cookies Ingredients. 21/.
All right. And that's always good when recipes like that are posted to the list. Now, what I really need to do is find somebody that I can respond to in my email here. But then again, who uses email nowadays? I mean, you know, we all talk via social media and stuff, right? So, anyway, let's see. What else can we do here?
Colby Garrison. ACB Community Events, Tuesday's schedule, yesterday. Happy Tuesday, ACB Community. Brian Hartgen, thank you for purchasing Lisi version 8.
All right.
Replied. Mohammed Faisal, replied. Cindy Hollis, your hour for Friendsgiving. Cindy Hollis, Friendsgiving, yesterday. Hello, Thanksgiving Day volunteers. I am reaching out to you as you are scheduled to...
You know what? I remembered I need to...
Message content.
I need to respond to Cindy. So this will be perfect, actually. So I've now double-tapped on her message to open it. And sorry, guys, I'm not going to actually let you read the whole message. But I'm going to go to the bottom of my screen here, starting from the bottom left.
Toolbar. Delete. Button.
So there's a delete option here.
Move. Button.
I can move. And... that means I can move the message to another folder or another account that I have linked.
More actions. Button. Compose. Button. Compose. More. Move. Delete. Message content. Tool. Move. Button.
So, more actions. Here's what I don't like now. If I want to reply, I have to go under more actions. What happened to the days when reply was on
Hello?
The main screen?
Close.
That's
reply.
What I want to know. But I'll quit my griping and get on with demoing. We've got reply.
Reply all.
I can reply all.
Forward.
Forward.
Trash message. Remind me. Flag. Mark is unread. Move message. Archive message. Move to junk. Mute. Notify me. Print. Block sender. Block sender.
And I got a bunch of options here, so I'm going to reply to
Cindy. Junk. Mute. Move. Move. Mark. Flag. Trash message. Remind me.
It means you all know what I have in mind for my Friendsgiving topic, but that's
message,
okay.
Message body. Text.
And if you do not know what Friendsgiving is, then you need to get on that community email right away, community@acb.org, and or follow the ACB Club on Clubhouse, and you will get more information. So do it right now. You now know how to do it from your phones, and I will make sure you know how in just a minute. So.
Sheet,
there'll
minimize
no
draft.
We can minimize draft here. So if I'm writing and I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to come back to this later. I can get it out of my face.
Cancel. But regarding Friendsgiving. Heading. Send. Button.
I've got a send button here. We'll come back to that.
To Cindy Hollis. Text.
I can see who it's sending to. In this case, it's giving me the name of Cindy Hollis, but she's also in my phone. So that is also why.
CC/BCC. From.
I've got my BCC label and CC label.
Kirby.allen@gmail.com.
I can change the email address this is from, and I will... This is a little bit interesting because you can't do it from directly. It's a two-step process, so we'll come back to that.
Subject, regarding, Friendsgiving, text feed, message content.
With
a
message
body,
that I don't
text
want
field.
To modify.
Is that a vertical scroll bar? Text format, button.
And then we got text format.
Insert photo button. Take photo or video button. And document button. And text button. Insert attachment button. Insert drawing button.
So this is how you can insert attachments if you want and all that junk.
Cap Q. In text vertical scroll text format.
No, I don't want text format.
Cancel button. Regarding set to her sub mess vertical scroll format close button.
So we'll close that out. If you hit the wrong button, you can
emoji
get out of
button.
It.
Can't reset to cease Herbie dot sub met vertical scroll bar message content
and
message
then you're
insertion
presented
point
with
at
your
end.
Normal keyboard so
insertion
let's
point at start
do a two finger double tap a couple times to make sure we're actually at the top
braille screen input
and then I'm
orientation
braille
locked.
Screen input
landscape,
you can use
screen
dictation
away mode.
Or
contract
whatever
it.
And I can say
dot sit cap I dot cap in t y a
Whoa, I
Cynthia
help Cynthia yikes
four dot cap c fork hi dot position dot cap I dot caps in T Y A. Cynthia. Dot six caps in D Y A.
Braille screen input is not being nice to me.
E W D the T O P I C of dot T A N K S dot cap I V ing dot cap R A D I dot N S period. New line dots T A X period. Portrait. Thanks.
Okay, so now that I've written out that message, I can send it right away by doing a one-finger double tap, but something unique to iOS 16 that I want to show you.
Cancel. Regard. Send. Button.
If I double tap on here.
Send now. Button.
I've got a send now button.
Send 21. Tonight. Button.
I can have it send at 9 tonight.
Send 8. Tomorrow. Button.
Send at 8 tomorrow.
Send later. Button.
Or I can adjust the send later time if I want.
Text format. Button. Send later. Send now.
We're going to send now.
Minimize draft. Button. Message content. Hello, Thanksgiving Day volunteer.
And there you go. I just responded to Cindy. All right. So what if I wanted to send a new message to somebody? Well, I can do that easily enough.
Toolbar. Compose. Button.
We're going to go to compose, which is at the bottom of the screen. And now in my to field, I can type in anybody I want. You know what? We're going to pick on Nikki because I can.
N-I-I-V.
She's my favorite person right now.
C-J-K-K.
Maybe tomorrow will be somebody different. I don't know.
I.
So I'm just typing in her name because I can. And
results. Info button. Nikki Keck. Jesus girls. Add contact. Results. Nikki Herbie.Allen at gmail.
And it's bringing up the address that I want to send to. That is one way. You can also go searching through contacts. You can also type in the full address. If it's not in your contacts, there are a million ways of doing this. This is just the way I find easiest.
Cancel. New mess. Send. Dim. Add contact. Button. 2. Text field. Is editing. Nikki Keck. Jesus girl 71. Nikki Keck. Jesus girl cc/bcc from herbie.allen at gmail.com.
You know what? I'm going to change where this comes
CC,
this
text
email
field
is from.
Is editing. Character mode.
So remember what I said? This is interesting. So now I double tapped from the address. And if I swipe to the right.
CC from herbie.allen at gmail.com. Button. Subject. Text field. Message content. Q. Sub from herbie.allen at gmail.com.
So
herbie.allen
then I have to type in.
Button. Herbie.chm.allen to selected.
No, it brings up my account list.
Herbie at 986, management at 980chm.allen at comcast.
Ooh, we can make something really official. I can send from my management account.
Herbie at 986.
And then I can double tap the account I want to send from.
Is editing. PC from Herbie at 900. Subject. Text field.
And we can type in a
subject. Insert braille screen input. Dot cap rs space. Dot cap rving. Portrait. Giving.
All right.
Message content. Message
and
body.
And then
body,
I can double tap on the message body.
Insertion point. Lines. Headings. Lines. Words. Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Screen away mode.
And
contracted.
Then I can say.
Dot cap. Dot cap. W. Y. B. A. T. Dot cap. R. S. Dot cap. G. I. V. O. N. Dot T. U. R. S. Dot D. Question mark. New line. Portrait.
And I can read the message that
subject,
I just sent.
Message content.
Wrote.
Message body. Text field. Is editing. Hi. Will you be at Friendsgiving on Thursday?
And then I just remembered that.
Insertion point between.
You know what? I don't need to ask her that because she's on the call right now hosting. So rather than sending it, I'm just going
draft.
To cancel,
button. Cancel
it.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. Alert. Delete draft. Button.
Ah. Here's an important question. So now it's asking me, do I want to delete the draft?
Save draft. Button.
Or save it? So if I'm in the process of sending a message and I want to just come back to it a little bit later on, I can do whatever. I want to
delete
the draft, but if I save the draft, then it'll appear in my drafts folder for that particular account.
Minimize draft, but message content. This will all subject, all inboxes, back button, all inbox messages. All mailboxes.
Now,
back
let's
button,
go
mailboxes.
Back to our all inboxes because I want to show you
iCloud.
VIP
no one, in
real
drafts,
quick.
In, more VIP, more info button.
And we can go to more info on VIP.
Edit button. VIP list. Heading. Done. Button. Connie Hill. Add VIP. VIP alerts. Set custom alerts for new VIP mail and notification settings. Set custom VIP alerts. Add VIP.
So I can add
double
somebody
tap to dismiss
to
pop-up
VIP
window
list.
Button. Lit cancel search section index Alexa reminder Ali Juan Ali Say, Chanel Marie, Herbert Allen, me, Chanel Marie Allen.
And we can put Chanel in there, even though she normally doesn't email me that much. But,
VI, done, button. Chanel Marie Allen, Connie Hill, Chanel, done, button.
And then I can do a done button. So now,
edit, button.
I can actually look in my VIP mailbox and just see messages from those particular people. I actually thought I had more people in my VIP list, but I have to confess, this is not a box I use. But one thing I've noticed now with iOS 16, it is actually good about telling you that it is a VIP sender. So that is how you add in a VIP. You can also access attachments in mail and both text and audio. And you know what? I don't have any in my inbox. 986
management, Comcast, VIP, more info, trash, inbox, drafts, sent, junk, trash, deleted, junk, junk email, sent, joint, inbox, drafts.
Let's go to where I do have an attachment. I should have been thinking about this.
Items, Mac training, or Skype, techno, trap, UA, unlock, Gmail, inbox, draft, sent, junk, 60, trash, 7 unread messages.
Oh, a lot of messages. Junk. Let's come back to my junk in just a minute, and something else
track
I'll show
changes.
You.
Edit, track, search, mess, net, LinkedIn, Microsoft, ES, reply, your I, Apple, Dom, Adra, Nancy, Tree, Unity, your wife, Maurice, Rebecca, Nancy, F, Sirius, Walmart, Cindy, Hop, Walmart, and Treehouse, Reddit, Treehouse, Instacart, MLB, tune in, medical payment, PetSmart, MLB auctions, track, Gmail,
all right.
Back button,
I will,
Gmail,
maybe my, the attachment's
trash,
still in the inbox,
set, Gmail,
on, but.
All mail, trash, 7 on, junk, 69 unread messages.
All right, let's go to junk real quick. Selected. Because I want to show you something. Now,
Gmail, back button.
One of... Oh, yes. That's another thing I forgot to mention, too, is you can also change the mail sound in sound and alert. So, what if I want to clear out this junk
edit,
folder?
Junk, heading, edit, button.
Well, I can double tap the edit.
Cancel.
And if I go
cancel,
down to the
button,
bottom...
Toolbar, delete, move, dimmed, mark, dimmed, button, messages, vertical scroll bar, unread, info at settlement.com, Schumann V...
So I can double tap on
select,
messages
unread,
that
Sergeant,
I want
selected,
to delete en masse.
To can't search messages, unread, Alexa, unread, 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 John, page one, page refreshing, page one of nine,
here.
Unread, can't, to selected, heading, select all button.
But what can really come in handy is this nice
deselect
little
all.
Select all button.
Deselect
so it's
all
at the
button.
Very top of your screen. So now I have all the messages and junk selected, and I can go down to the bottom.
Toolbar, delete button.
And then I can double tap my delete.
Delete, alert, delete all button. Cancel,
yes.
Button. Cancel, delete all button.
I do want to delete all, so it actually took me right to that button, so I
cancel.
Can do, no.
1938, cellular,
don't
cancel, delete all button. Toolbar, compose button.
And there you go, I've just deleted all my junk with a couple of buttons. So you just go to edit. And you can either select individual messages or you can hit the select all button at the top and then the delete at the bottom. This is something not quite new to iOS, but newer than some of the other mail features. And they finally caved on this one because Apple, I think, was more insistent that, oh, we don't want to select all because people are going to accidentally use it. And yeah.
Edit, Gmail, back button.
All right.
Gmail.
Is there anything else
edit,
I can
button.
Talk about with
technology.
Mail? Well, you know what?
Edit, mailbox,
let's find
edit.
Out by
important
seeing
information.
What questions
Kirby, page,
you guys
page
have.
One, refreshing page one of eight.
I'm going to
Comcast,
go to my
all
inboxes.
Mailbox, all inboxes. One selected. Messages. Unread. Uber Eats. Dishes and discounts catered to your table.
That's nice.
Delete.
Real quick. Oh, yeah. So in that compose button, you can send your email to community@acb.org. So type that in the to field and swipe right to the subject line. And then in there, write, please add me to the community call list. And then in the body of the message, give them your name and the email address. And then you hit that send button. And voila, you are good to go. And you can also click on links and emails. You can navigate formatted emails by headings and all that type of stuff. And so that's pretty much it for mail on iOS. It's overall, I'd say, a very easy app to use. And with that, why don't we see if we have any questions?
Deborah, I think it is. I'm looking at the spelling here, but.
All right.
And you can unmute.
Thank you. I wanted to know if you can add folders to the mail and then sort, you know, some of your messages into different folders.
Okay, that is a very good question. On the phone itself, you know, that's a good question about can we add a new folder on the phone? Because when I do this strictly through Gmail, and I have it because I want everything synced up in the same way on everything. So I do this on myself on the Gmail website. There is no, and so what I can do like on Gmail itself is set up message filters and rules and all that jazz. And so that is something you can do on your account. And if you have it set up with its default IMAP settings on your phone, then those will transfer over to your phone.
1942. Watch your evening summary. Enter passcode. Face ID.
Is there a way to add in a new folder on the
edit,
phone
mailboxes. Back button.
Let's edit.
All inboxes. Hit search. Messages. Debbie. John. Toolbar. Updated just now. Update. Toggle filtering. Button. Messages. Colby Garrison. Brian Hartgen. Update. Toggle filtering. Button.
Let's take a
selected.
Look at our
toggle filtering.
Let's see here.
Filtered by. Unread. Compose. Button. Filter. Selected. Toggle filtering. Button.
So we can definitely change how things are sorted within a folder.
Filters. Done. But include mail from. Heading. Selected. 986. Selected. Comcast. Selected. Gmail. Selected.
So include. This is for
heading.
Like your all inboxes.
Selected. Unread. Flagged. Addressed. Head to. Me. CC. Me. Only mail with attachments. Only from VIP. Switch button. Off. Only mail sent today. Only mail sent today. Switch button.
So there's definitely a lot of filters I can automatically
done.
Apply.
Filters. Done. Button.
And so you'll find the filters button
mailboxes.
At the bottom next
back
to
button.
Compose. Now,
mailboxes.
Is there any options for
edit,
adding
edit,
a new
mailboxes.
Folder?
Heading. Toolbar. Compose. Updated just now. Vertical scroll bar. DBS. Had her.
Okay, so the
tech trash.
Way this
UH
thing handles
un- focusing. Inbox. Draft. Junk.
I don't
page,
want to
page, page,
definitively
sent.
Say
junk.
No.
Trap.
So.
Test. Vertical. Tool. Compose. Button. Updated just now. Toolbar. Updated just now.
All right.
Mailbox.
Then,
edit. But mailbox.
Check
edit.
On the edit.
Done. Done. Junk. Trash. Archive. Toolbar. New mailbox. Button.
Okay. Yes, that's what I thought. So under edit at the top is a thing that says new mailbox.
Vertical scroll
bar. I'm sorry. At the very bottom.
Test. New mailbox.
So if I
button.
Go to new mailbox.
Text field is editing. Name. Word. Headings. Words. Braille screen input.
I can
orientation
call
locked.
This.
Landscape. Screen
we'll
away mode.
Call it.
Dot cap D. E B O H. Deba. Dot cap E B O R A F. Dot H. Portrait.
For
Deborah.
The sake of naming
can't
the folder.
New, save. Text field is
so
editing.
So the first
Deborah.
Thing is the name of the mailbox.
Clear text.
Then if I
button.
Swipe to the
mailbox
right,
location. Heading.
It's going to ask me where do I want this mailbox.
Button. Outdoor. Cap Q. Button.
And so if
outdoor.
I double tap this
iCloud.
Unlabeled button, now I can choose the mail account.
Deleted items. Junk email. Junk email. Sent up. Joint Gmail. Notes.
So I can put this within the main path or within a folder.
Blind pseudo. Bookshare. Chanel. Gmail. All mail. Church. DBS. Hadley. Herbie.
So text I can
field.
Put this
is
in
editing.
My Herbie
Deborah.
Folder.
Word
I...
mode. In clear text. Mailbox location. Heading. Herbie. Button. Q.
Right. New I actually mailbox. Don't cancel. Need this button. Extra folder, but so yeah, basically it's called new mailbox, and it's if you go to you know, go as far back as you can go and go to edit, you'll see the option for new mailbox at the very bottom of your screen.
Okay, so you can save messages like from I have Outlook and I have Hotmail and I have get and if I want to save like the training, like maybe the emails that I get about training, I want to put them in a
yep.
folder. I can create it there and move them to that.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. But if you want them to automatically go there, even the new ones, that you'll probably have to set up on the mail provider side. So.
Yeah, that's okay. I can just move them there. But thank you. That's great.
Yep. You're welcome. All right. Great question there, Deborah. Any other questions?
We don't have any so far. I'm so surprised.
Well, either I did a really good job of explaining, they're all bored to tears, or they're all sleeping. All right, guys. Well, I'm trying to think of anything else that I did not cover in mail. Oh, I did not discuss customizing
your accounts. Evening summary.
Ooh, we do have a hand.
Oh, we do have a hand. All right, let's get to the hand.
Diane, you can unmute.
All right, Diane.
Hello, Herbie and Nikki and everybody.
Hello.
I was going to ask about when you said you can take out scent from my iPad.
Yes.
Would you take that out where you had your name? You know.
Summary.
Well, you kind of cut out there.
Family so music.
Sorry. Okay. When you I want to take out the scent from my iPad. If I wanted to do that, where would I go to do that?
So under settings and mail, and then signature.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then you just find the edit field where that's written, and then you double tap to edit, and then just hold down the delete key until everything's gone.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Because I think if you're doing anything for a business, it would look better if you didn't have that in, you know.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay, and that's it for right now.
All right. Very good, very good. Well, I will show
1947.
You one other thing I did not get to in
social characters,
up,
braille screen input,
account.
Orientation,
so
FETT, portrait, openings, settings, airplane, white, blue, per, no, can just hope back, wall, see, fake, immer, expat, pri, app, what, pap, mail, contacts, mail, button, allow mail to access. No cellular data accounts. Six button
so,
accounts heading.
Couple things I'm going to show
accounts,
you.
Accounts heading iCloud, joint email, Gmail, mail.
So I want to go into my Gmail here because
Gmail,
we
heading.
Have some interesting options here that I want to talk about.
Account Gmail button, mail on account Gmail.
So notice
button.
The first thing it's saying is account Gmail. If I want to change the name of my account, maybe I want to be more specific. Because I have more than one Gmail, for instance, and I might want to label it Herbie's Gmail or Work Gmail or whatever, then I can do that by double-tapping that button.
Mail on.
And then I can turn off and on whatever I want active. I want
contacts on. Calendars on. Notes on. Delete account button. Delete account button. Account Gmail heading.
So
Gmail,
that's
heading.
Also how you can delete account is from this screen.
Account Gmail button.
Now, if I double tap on this
cancel,
account
button,
Gmail.
Account done, but mail on. Gmail account information, heading, name, Herbie Allen, text field.
So I can change the display name on here.
Email, herbie.al, outgoing mail server, heading, SMTP, Gmail SMTP.
If I need to make changes to the outgoing server, which I don't, then I would do that here.
Advanced button, advanced button.
And then under the advanced
mailbox
button,
behaviors, drafts mailbox, drafts button. Mailbox behaviors. Deleted mailbox. Trash button.
Deleted mailbox. This is an interesting one because by default, it likes to go to archive. And so I will always change this to trash.
Archive mailbox. All mail button. Move discarded messages into heading. Selected. Deleted mailbox. Archive mailbox.
And you can just select the correct mailbox.
Incoming
you want.
Settings. Heading. Use SS IMAP path server port S/ sign and encrypt by default.
And I'm not going to mess with any of that because I don't need to. But I just wanted to show
settings,
you that
active,
about
closing settings.
Mailbox.
App switcher. Mail. Mail. Active.
All right. So that concludes mail. All right. Does anybody
we have a phone number starting with 305 ending in 321?
All right. Hello, 305-321.
We are on. You can now unmute.
Hi. The reason I want to ask you a question regarding contacts. I see contacts under various email accounts. Is that pulling from the contacts that's on the iOS app, or is it something different?
So that is a good question. By default, your iOS contacts come from, you know, are stored in iCloud. But let's say if you have used stored, but you can store contacts on multiple servers, or let's say if you've used an online address book for like that's attached to your Gmail, then if you have contacts on, it will import into the contacts on your phone so that they are right there. And I think maybe that's a topic I need to visit next month. And if anybody wants to weigh on this, I can do either contacts or a couple of shopping apps since it's the holidays. But and do contacts in January. It will, you can also store, some people like to store their contacts in multiple places. So, and that can also be useful. Let's say if you have an Android phone as well, for instance, or some kind of Android device, like a tablet, it's another way to sync all your contacts. So that's how that works.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, guys, any other questions? I assure you there is no such thing as a dumb question other than the one that is not asked.
There are no other ones, but so you were doing the threads and I missed something when you were doing them, though. I do have one question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I usually, and I think you did it differently, I usually... when I get to my threads, I usually wrote it over to messages and did it that way. But I noticed you didn't, I don't think you did it that way.
Nope. You just swipe down to expand thread and double tap.
Oh, okay.
And then you can swipe to the right.
Yeah, because when I went to messages, I found that I jumped.
Yeah, that's that is another way of navigating threads. And
but if it's big, I jump, and yeah, I'm like, and, you know, yeah, and it, so
I prefer just to expand messages, and expand I'll just it. Mark okay. the entire thread as red so that everything shows up as red, and I don't have to read unread. So then I'll mark it as red, and then I'll expand, and then I'll swipe down to expand and double tap, and then I'll just swipe right to the beginning or wherever I want to go in the thread and just read that way, and I can swipe back to the left to go to, you know, that'll
to
go
the
to
end. Yeah.
So.
And there is no way to change that so that the older ones are at the top, is there?
No. Well, they didn't, actually.
1954.
Let me double check something on that one because they introduced an...
Word social characters. Braille's
that's true. There was
orientation. E S one E T T. Portrait.
I want to say it doesn't
settings.
Make a difference, but you know, since I have a real thread to practice on, let's find out.
Emergency SOS. Face ID. Exposure. Battery. Prime. App Store. Wallet and Apple. Passwords. Mail. Button.
So if I
settings.
Turn...
Allow mail to act. Messages. Threading. Head. Organize. Collab. Most. Complete. Muted. Block. Block. Compose. Always. Market. Increase. Quote. Include. Signature. Organize. Threading. Head. Follow. Thread. Organized by thread. On. Collapse. Read messages. On. Most recent message on top. On. Off. Complete threads.
Didn't make. I tried that and it didn't make
mail
a difference.
Settings.
Yeah,
me.
I didn't
closing
think
settings.
It,
app switcher. Mail. Active.
I did not
junk.
Think it
trap.
Would.
Archive. Edit. Button. Trap. Archive. Edit. Mailboxes. Heading. Mailbox. Edit. Work. Trash.
Paid.
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 Paid. Refreshing
focus.
Content. Refreshing content. Vertical test. Paid. 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 Page 2 of 7. Page 1 of 7. Vertical scroll bar, teal bar, updated just now, compose,
okay,
button,
we're
edit,
going
button,
to be that
junk,
uncooperative.
Trash, just,
one of the frustrations of iOS, that,
important, one page,
really,
page 3 of all mail,
thank you,
selected,
that's what I wanted,
joint email, edit, dimmed,
I did a lot of swiping down to get to,
teal bar, no mail, search, edit, joint email, back button, joint email,
okay,
all mail,
first of all,
Gmail.
I know what you did wrong. I want all inboxes. Okay.
Trash. Page 1. Refreshing content. Page 1 of 8. VI. Comcast. Night. G. I. All inbox. Mailbox. All inboxes. Selected. Messages. Unread. Fazzle M. Podcast from Apple. Toolbar. Selected. Toggle filtering. Mail. Edit. All. Search. Toolbar. Filtered by. Selected.
Okay.
Toggle.
Let's
toggle
turn
filtering.
Off these filters.
Mail. Edit. All. Insert. Mess. Debbie. Michael McCullough. Debbie. John and Larry. Mark is unread. Flag.
So
expand
as
thread.
Nikki says, it's not going to change anything.
Debbie Hazleton.
Nope, it did not.
John, Debbie, John, and Larry. Mark, flag, collapse, thread.
So unfortunately, no, there is not a way to reverse order that, and that is unfortunate.
Yeah, I think that I thought that had been asked before of many emailing lists, and
I'm sure it has,
mail, active,
and I'm sure
closing
it'll be
mail,
asked
app
again.
Switcher, messages, direct touch, actions,
and the answer,
character words,
Headings, still be no. Screen recognition, audio okay. Ducking, speaking rate,
well,
60%.
We still have no further hands.
All right, guys, so I think we're going to make next month a little bit interesting and delve into the realm of external apps. You know, maybe I should have done this month since, you know, you all need to get your holiday shopping in, but this can be still be useful for your last minute holiday shopping. And we are going to talk about the Amazon app. Yes, the evil empire, I have no doubt. And yeah, all that jazz. But, you know, hey, you got to get your stuff same day. And so we're going to talk about Amazon, and if time permits, I'll talk about Walmart as well. And I may actually, once I get look at the decide how I'm going to demo this, I may reverse the order and actually do Walmart versus instead of Amazon. We will see, but more likely Amazon, because I think more people are going to be more inclined to use that. So that is going to be next month's Apple Bites. And my thanks to Nikki for hosting. Hope you're able to come again. And with that, I've got other places to go to. Wow, we're almost at the top of the hour anyway. So
yeah.
All right. On that, thank you, everybody, for coming. And Nikki, you may end the room.